Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph, and we're going to begin today with Perek Shishi, which is where we're holding. Find on the Helika Perek. Mishe kinele ishto v'nistera, afilu shama miof aporeach, yotzi v'yiten ketuva devir v'liezer. So we're back again to discussing the dinim of the kinoi v'stira, which is very strange. As Tosis points out, we're way past that, and that was the opening of the Masechta, and then we went to what it is that we do after we've already found that we need to be mashka. We're going to need, he leaves it the question open, we're going to need to see if we can discern a clear-cut theme here that is going off in a way that we wouldn't have wanted to deal with right at the beginning of the Masechta, which we will talk about. But in any event, in the case where there was kinui and there was stira, even though that stira only took place from anofa poreach, and ofa poreach meaning that it's not kosher la'edus, that the stira, we know about the stira. And this is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who said back in the first parak that you do not require real edus for stira, because we compare it to tumah. And tumah, we know even an eid echad ve'eid ein ba, even an eid echad is kosher. So in this case, even if you have an eved or a shivcha, they would also be ne'eman. And therefore, if, what it means over here is, not that you have to be megarisher, but if he doesn't want to be mashka, he doesn't want to give her the mei sota, so then he'll have to be megarisher, and yitain ktuva, because now it's his fault that he doesn't want to do what is necessary in order to make sure that she is tahora and gets her ktuva, which is the yisod that we've had earlier. Tosfos says, no. We're talking about a different issue over here. We are saying that if the husband is mekane, then even if we don't have a raya that she was nisteret, even before stira, we hear that people are talking about her behavior, that it's inappropriate, she's hanging around with men. So therefore, the chiddush of this mishnah is a brand new issue, that since there are raglayim ladover, because we see that the husband is nervous about her and went so far even as giving her kinui, and because of that, that raglayim ladover means that he is now in a position in which it's not right for him to keep her, and he should give her a get, and he'll pay her a ksuva, since he doesn't have any evidence against her. Now, there is a machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about getting in general. According to Beit Shammai, you don't give a get until you hear something bad about her. You can't just decide that you don't like her. So according to Beit Shammai, what the chiddush over here would be that this is sufficient. And indeed, under these circumstances, it's time to give her a get. According to Beit Hillel, the meaning would be that under these circumstances, you are actually mitzvah to give her a get, whereas normally you have only a right to give her a get. Okay, so we have two very different approaches. According to the approach that Tosis brings, it's pretty clear why this doesn't follow directly in the first parak. We move on here to discuss the issues of pritsuta v'yalma and the dinim of how it affects the tashlumim of the ksuva, which there was no reason for us to go into immediately upon kinui v'stira, the way Rashi is learning. So this is Reb Eliezer. Now remember, we had a machlokas before whether you need an eid echad or whether, as Reb Yehoshua says, you need actually to aid him when it comes to stira. So therefore, Reb Yehoshua l'shitasei, this is Reb Eliezer l'shitasei, holds the way Rashi is learning, you don't need eidus gemura on stira. So memela, we believe even psulim, such as an eved v'ner shivcha. Reb Yehoshua, however, who holds that unless you have two eidim that are kosher on the stira, you're not going to be asering her. So he says that he could continue to keep his wife. The women who are now spinning their threads in the nighttime, where they are the ones who keep rumors alive in town, and this is the time when people are working at night that they're afraid, and they basically will talk to each other and discuss what's going on in town. So there, at that point, he agrees that that's considered to be a prutzas, it's considered to be mechua, and you have to be motzi beget. The reason is because once it's already reached this stage, as we saw earlier, We learn that from the pasuk Torahi, only if she's truly tahora, velo she yisuvitumba muzarot bilvana, not where she's the type of woman that everybody is talking about being tamea. This is the way Rabbi Yeshua learns earlier, so it works out very well. Since lamaisa, you won't be able to be bodiker anyway, because now the muzarot bilvana are being no seva no temba, so you have no choice, and you'll have to give her her get. If a single witness comes to say that during the time that she was in the steret, she actually had slept with him. So then, lo haita shota, and this would be true when the steret took place, according to Rabbi Yeshua with two edim, or according to Rabbi Eliezer, the steret took place even al pi edachot, or as we said earlier, of aporeach, so to speak. So then, if you have one aid that she was an intimate, lo haita shota, because since the Torah tells us that we can rely on an aid echad, this is because we say raglayim ledavar, at this point, there's no way to be bodiker anyway, and they're ne'eman, they aid, even to be mafsid her ketuba. Once the Torah was ma'amin, that she was ne'eseret, so because of that, she's also ne'eman, that midiraita legabi dinim of mamon, even though normally that's not the case. So lo haita shota v'lo od. Not only does it have to be an aid kosher, meaning elafilu ever afilu shivcha areyelu ne'amanim, they would also be ne'aman that she's unable to be shota, and their ne'amanim afloposla miktuvata, they would also be believed to cause her to lose her ketuvah. Now, there are cases of women that are assumed to hate the defendant, such as Chamuta, her mother-in-law, or Bat Chamuta, her mother-in-law's daughter, or Tsarata, another woman who's married to the same man, the Yavimta, and also the woman that is married to her brother-in-law, where indeed they might end up becoming Tsarot if her husband ends up dying. So all of these cases, or Bad Baala, her stepdaughter, where her husband had a daughter for another woman, these are considered normally not to get along. And generally speaking, they would not be ne'emanot for any edut that reflects badly on her. However, in this case, harei elu ne'emanot, in this case they are ne'emanot, and they will answer her, but v'lo l'poslam miktuvata, since they are sonot, so they're not ne'emanot to make her lose her ktuva, only that ela shelo tishte, only to make it impossible for her to drink the mayim ha'ma'orim. So now the Mishnah brings the drasha that an eid echad, meaning even if he's posolatus, is ne'eman, to consider her to be tamea and be unable to drink. And before that, it wants to explain that if not for this gzeirat hakatuv, we certainly would have needed two witnesses. So it begins now speaking, what would have been without the pasuk shaya b'din? We certainly would have said on our own that an eid echad should not be neman to be metamer as if from a kavachomer. Umay meidut rishona, if the original eidut on the stira itself, She'ino sarta isur olam, that edut does not prohibit her forever, only until such time as she actually drinks the water and turns out to be established that she would be a surah. She'ino mitkayemet bepachot mishnayim. The din over there is, this is Aliba the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, I think Mishnah is going, that you would have to have two witnesses in order to define her as requiring shtiyat hamayim, and certainly not answering her forever. The edut achrona, this last edut, that she was actually nitma'a after being nisteret, she'osarta isur olam. In this case, she would be asura forever, because there's no way ever to be matir because she cannot drink. So it's bor chomer. Eino din shalot kayem bipochot bishlayim. Isn't obvious that you should need two witnesses in order to asur on her husband forever? Therefore, comes along the Torah to teach us, Talmud Omar, the aid einba means Dafka to Edim, Kol Edut Sheyeshba, any Edut that exists is sufficient. We're going to go into the details of the drasha, even if it's just an Eid Echad. So it's Eid Einba, meaning Shnutu Edim Einba, but there is only an Eid Echad that's sufficient. Now that you say this, asks the Mishnah, so why don't we turn around and make a Kal V'chomer in the other direction? Kal V'chomer Leidut HaRishona Miata. Since we see that Tuma, which asks her forever, is considered to be kosher al pi Eid Echad, so why don't we turn around a little bit of Rabbi Yoshua and say, Ma Imeidut HaChrona Shosata Yisro Olam, Harehu Mitkeimet Be'Eid Echad, if the Torah is willing to accept an Eid Echad to asks her forever, Eidut HaRishona, the stira, which is only that which makes her drink the water to be matir, perhaps, She'ino Serta Yisro Olam, so it's more kal. Eino din shetit kalim be'ed echad. So why is it that Rabbi Yoshua insists that over there it requires two edim? Therefore, to make that clear, Talmud lomar ki matzaba ervat davar ulahalanu amra pishnayim edim yokum davar. So we see that the Torah says beferish davar is meant to be al pishnayim. And since it says ki matzaba ervat davar in this case, so it means, therefore, that when it comes to define an iser on this woman, it has to be with two edim. So we learn out davar davar from edut mamon. So malahalan al pishnayim afkan al pishnayim. Now suppose ed omer nitmeit. Suppose a single witness comes along and says, "I saw her being tmeit," so that she actually slept with the man that she was nistaret. The aid omer lo nitmeit. There was another aid echad who was standing there, and he said, "Not true. I was there with you, and she was not nitmeit." Or, for that matter, isha omeret nitmeit. How about a posel leedus, a woman, or one of the other psulei edus, another shivcha, says nitmeit, and another woman says lo nitmeit. In that case, haita shota, because since the aidim are makrishim, they contradict one another. And because of that, it's as if they're not there. And it's like any other normal suffix sota, where we can go ahead and be mashkar in order to determine whether she's Torah. Suppose, echad omer nitmeit v'shnayim omrim lo nitmeit. If one says she wasn't nitmeit, if two says she wasn't nitmeit, so then, hayta shota. It's also considered to be an edut mukreshet, and it's as if it isn't there, and therefore we're left to what it would have been without that. Shnayim omrim nitmeit. How about if two people say that she was nitmeit? Ve'echad omer lo nitmeit, lo hayta shota, since ein echad ne'eman b'mokom shnayim, an eid echad does not believe where there are two edim saying the other way, so therefore she basically does not have edut mukreshet. She has two witnesses say she was nitmeit, and in that case she cannot be shota. Says the Gemara, you said in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yoshua, the reason that we need two edim for stira is from the posek ki matzaba ervat davar, that an eid echad is not neman for something that will aser a woman mitam erva. But that's not where we learned it for before. What you should have said is, hai tamud lomar ki matzaba ervat davar, this is the solution? That it's because we learn out the gzereshava, the dinei mamonot? The fact is that we should have quoted the way that we learned it out from the very same posik, not from a gezerah shava to something else. Talmud lomar, what you should have said is, Talmud lomar ve'eid ein ba. There's no aid on her legabe tuma, dafka, in other words, it legabe tuma, ba, only in this case, but not that would be the halacha of being maimin and aid echad bikinui. Ba velo bistira, we wouldn't be maimin an eid echad that her husband was makana or that she was nisteret over there. You need two eidim miboyle. That's what it should have said, because that was the makor of Rabbi Yoshua that we spoke about earlier. Why in the world does it bring in dover a gzera shava from somewhere else with dinim mominus when it's very clear over here that the Torah only meant to tell us you could be maimin an eid echad for tuma, not for stira? No, says the Gemara. Indeed, the Mishnah is certainly chaser. In fact, the correct way of reading the Mishnah is like this. Talmud Lomar, indeed it should say what you thought. Talmud Lomar, now insert the words Ba, Bavalo Bikini, Bavalo Bistira. Now, we move on to a new concern, which is how we get into the second limud over here, which is the Gzereshava from Dinei Mominus. And this too is missing from the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah should say, Tum Abba Alma, Below Kinoi, Below Stira. And how do I know that if Stama, a witness, comes along and says that a woman was Nitmeit, Delo Mehem in Eidechad? In such a case as we will not believe in Eidechad. Minolan, where do we know that? That we know from the Halach of Alpishrayim Medim Yakum Davar. So Nemar Kan Ki Matse Boer Vat Davar. V'nemar la'alan al pishnayim edim yakum davar. Ma'al la'alan bishnei edim, hafkan bishnei edim. So this gezeira shava was said, lagabi this other halacha, which is, how do you know in general, that an eid echad won't be ne'eman to aser a woman on her husband in cases where there was no kinui and stira. The next thing we read in the Mishnah was that if eid omer nitmeit, and Eid Omer lo nitmeit, that she was shota. Now, mashma from here, says the Gemara, taima de kamakishle, the only reason she would be shota is because there was hakhasha. So since it was hakhasha, we don't believe that she was tmeit. Halo kamakishle, Eid echad meheman. If it wouldn't be for the fact that somebody was coming along to be makrish, indeed, we would believe a single witness in this case. This, despite the fact that we just learned out that the Torah learns the posik of davar davar, that you need two eidim. Now, why is that? Why eid echad meheman? That if nobody else would be makish, we would believe a single eid, minani mili. The Tana Rabbana, the Braita explains much better what the diak and the mishnah was from eid ein ba kol sheyeshba. What does that mean? So, Eid Ein Ba. Eid Ein Ba means there are no two Eidim. B'shnayim ha-katuv medaber. We don't require an Eidut, a complete Eidut of two Eidim, that she was Mizana. And that's what you say, Ata'omer B'shnayim. I mean, that's not what it says. It says Eid Ein Ba, that means there's no witness, meaning there's not even a single witness. Doesn't mean maybe that's how to learn it? Maybe Yoenu Ela B'achad? No. Talmud Olamar Lo Yakum Eid Echad B'ish. Take a look. The Torah, when it wants to tell you that you're talking about a single person, it says eid echad. It doesn't just say eid. It doesn't say lo yakum eid b'ish. Lo yakum eid echad b'ish. So mimash mashin amar lo yakum eid. Couldn't have just said, a witness shall not bear and be believed with testimony against a man. So I would have said, any yodeh shu echad, a witness means a witness, a single witness. Mal tamud lomar echad. Why then do you need to say eid echad? Must be to tell me. A general rule, Zebnei Av, is a general rule that kol makom shenemar eid, erekan shnayim ad shifrot l'chakatuv echad. That the word eid is meant to be understood as plural. Testimony, not a human that testifies, which means two witnesses. Unless, specifically, if the Torah wants you to talk about a case of one witness, it'll say so. So unless it says one, it means two. In which case, what is the Torah saying over here? The Yomar Rachmana Tre Letba. So Eid Einba means we don't have two witnesses to say that she was Tmeya. We only have one. Elachad. All we have is one. And nonetheless, continues the Pasek, Vihi Lo Nitvasa, that since she wasn't an Anusa, she's Asura. So you see that the Torah is saying that where you have an Eid Echad, indeed, the woman will be nifselet from her husband because of this eidus, and there's nothing that you can do anymore in order to be mater. Ask the Gemara. Now that we're saying that if the eid says lo nitmeit, the second eid, that she would be considered to be in the presence of eidut mukheshet, we got a problem, because kiven de midyoraita eid echad me'eman. If you just learned out from a pasuk that indeed a single witness is ne'eman, so then idich hechim matzeh makrishvei. The second aid can't now say anything against one aid who is ne'emanet. Because the rule is, v'amar ula kol makom she'emina Torah eid echad Harekan Shnai, Vein Dvarav Shalachad, Vemokam Shnai. When the Torah gives a din of ne'emanus on a single witness, then that single witness is the equivalent of two witnesses in all other cases. So that it's legally believed. And if that's the case, just like a single witness who would come now to contradict the witness, two witnesses, which is a kosher edus in a normal case, would be completely ignored, that's true here too. Because Harekan Shnayim Vein Dvarav Shel Echad B'Mokom Shnayim, we've got two witnesses, and the Torah does not believe one witness in the case where there's two witnesses against them. Elo Amar Ula, says Ula, to me, what you should say in the Mishnah is not Haytar Shota, that she now can drink because the witnesses contradict themselves. That makes no sense. The correct gears in the Mishnah is Lo Haytar Shota, that she does not drink, because indeed the first one is Ne'eman Kishnayim, and then the second one is irrelevant. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak also learned that the correct gears in the Mishnah is Haytar Shota. Now, the law, Haytar Shota, she doesn't drink because there's a witness that says she wasn't made. Was Rabbi Chia, Omer, Rabbi Chia says, no. The gears that we have is absolutely correct. Haytar Shota. What? Rabbi Chia, Kasha de Ula. I mean, we don't find that anybody disagrees with Ula's Svara. No, it's not a problem. You see, Lokasha, Kan Bevatachat, the Mishnah is talking about where the two single witnesses appeared in court simultaneously, so that there it's all betok de dibur, and therefore, before the court was makabel the words of the first one, the second one is already there being makrish. In that case, we don't say that we have an eid echa that was neman kishnai. It's only where, actually, they first were makabel the eid echa. Masha'enke, in the case that we're talking about in Ula, where Ein Devarav Shalachad B'Mokom Shnayim, Kan B'Zachazeh, that's a reference to the case where they come separately. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, does not the Mishnah say in the continuation, Eid Echad, in other words, says Nitmet, and Shnayim Omrim Lo Nitmet, that in that case, Haita Shota. Now, is that not marshman? Only because we have a hakhasha of two witnesses against the original first witness, that then we say that we have a edut mutkreshet. Ho chad v'cha, but in a case we would only have one witness that would be makrish the other witness, which is what we thought the previous case was, lo haita shota. So then in that case she wouldn't be shota. And that, there's no way to change that, girsa. So we can't say Kenai Tashota, because after all, that's what we're talking about over here, when there's two witnesses. If that's the truth, so then what exactly is the Chiddush of the second case, where that what? That two witnesses can be Makrish, the first single witness? I mean, we already learned basically from the first case that an Eid Echad would be able to be Makrish. That you said, Rabbi Chia. Must be that the second case is coming to tell me to be medayik, that we must read the Mishnah as lo haita shota, which is the way we understood it, not like Reb Chia. Indeed, to yufter Reb Chia, that was goris haita shota, the correct yursa would have to be lo haita shota, so that the Mishnah ensured the correct interpretation by bringing this second case. Amalacha Reb Chia, not true? Because I can ask you, look. You hold that the Mishnah is bringing this additional case to be medayik from it, how to understand the opening case, not like me. Ema Seifa. So what are you going to do now with the third case in the Mishnah? Shnayim omrim nitmeit ve'chad omer lo nitmeit lo haita shota. Okay? What are you going to be medayik now? Two people say she was nitmeit and one said she wasn't, she doesn't drink? No. So the mashma'ut is hachad v'chad kein haita shota. And there we have the same diak in the other direction, sir, which is exactly like me. Therefore, we have to understand that the two extra cases in the Mishnah were not said in order to teach how to learn the first case, but rather the last part of the Mishnah is talking about a completely different situation. The last part of the Mishnah, kula, these last two cases are referring to a different din of psule edut, is what it's talking about, and it's going according to Rabbi Nehemiah. So that what we need to discuss at this point is, what is the relationship of edim psulim to the one and two situation? So here's what we're saying. Tanya, Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, Kol makom she'eminat Torah ed echad. In a case such as over here, where an ed echad is nemah to say that she was nitmeit, and you have over here, therefore, a new quality in which this edut is dissimilar to other edut in the Torah, because it's telling you that you don't need what generally defines the nature of edut, and therefore, psulim and ksherim are no different. And the halacha would be, halech achar rov deot. So then you would accept the edut that has the most people that are claiming that this is the case. And that's even if they're all psulim. And even if one was made after the other one. And even where we were already mekabel the first edut, according to Rabbi Nehemiah. V'yasu shtei nashim be'ish achad. Now, in this case, where you have the ones that are coming are Noshim, who are Psulot Le'edot, and they now are coming along to be Makrishot, one aid who is a kosher aid. The din over there is that they have a Ne'emanut in the same way that two Eidim Sherim, so that two normal witnesses, men, would be believed if there were two connected one. So here too, there's no difference if the women, no, there's the psulisul edus, and they're being makrish and eid echad, even though that eid echad is kosher, we go according to the rov deot, because over here the Torah didn't care about the kashrut of the eid. So therefore, the last two cases in the Mishnah are coming to discuss these yesodot. So therefore, they're saying like this. Where you have a contradiction in the Ediot about whether the Isha was Nitmeit, where Eid Echad says that she was Nitmeit, and Shnaim, who are Psulim, say that she wasn't, or the opposite, where Mekabel, the Divrei HaShnaim, which are Rov Deot. Okay, as to why it is that we need two examples of this halacha, the Gemara will explain shortly. Now there's another approach to Rabbi Nehemiah, and that is kol ha'echad yata eid echad kasher mikora. In a case where the first one to be made was indeed an eid kasher, and he said that she was nitbeit, and we were mekabel the eidut, so then afilu me'ana shim nami, even if you would have 100 women afterward to be makish, they are exactly the same as an eid echad damya, and their eidus won't help. Because the first one is believed as if he were two Eidim Ksherim. And two Eidim Ksherim cannot be mukrish by Posel Eidus, no matter how many people there are. And therefore, we will not follow Rov Deot. In that case, we would say, Ein Dvarav Shel Echad B'Mokav Shnayim. In this case, of course, the Echad would be 100 people. But, Acha, when the Mishnah said, Echad Omer Nitmeit, Shnayim Omer Lo Nitmeit, that she would be Shota. What is it talking about? But Maya Skina, what would be the case over here? The case would be, Kagon Datai Isha Me'ikara. First of all, a woman comes, and she says that this other woman was Nitmeit. So over there, we go according to Rov Deot of the Psulim. And the way to understand Rabbi Nehemiah is like this. This is the way that the Ikeni Amri will understand the Yesod of Rabbi Nehemiah as follows. Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, Kol makom she'eminat Torah ed echad, halech achar rov deot. Wherever you have a belief in a single witness, and you have a hakasha, follow the majority. V'yasu shtei nashim bi'isha achat, ki shnei anashim bi'isha achat. That all that Rabbi Nehemiah came to say is that if the original eight was possible, so then you have rov deot operative over there, even by Eidim Psulim, who are Makrishot. If you started off with one woman, two women are considered to be Adat Makreshet. But if you start off with one man, you would need two men to be Adat Makreshet. Because if you have the advantage of having a kosher aid, you need for the Hakrasha a kosher aid as well. However, if you have two women who are Kenegan, so each one of them is considered to be the equivalent of a single witness, and in that case, we will not follow Rov Deyot, we will only follow the one that the Torah trusts. Now the Gemara goes back to deal with Rabbi Chiya directly. Because remember that we left open why Rabbi Chiya thought it was necessary to have two separate cases to teach us what is basically one yesod about psuliyatives. So as the Gemara of Atarte, why do we need the last two cases in the Mishnah to be dealing with psuliyatives? Lomali. I mean, wasn't the halacha that we go by psulim acharov, wasn't it enough to bring just one of the cases? Answers the Gemara. I would have said, look, maybe we're ready to go basa rov deos, but only lachumra, to be mechayver, to be shota. But eino chinami avalakula. Over there, if according to rov deot, to tolerate, to be makel on her, that she shouldn't be shota, maybe lo azlinan, we shouldn't follow rov deot, where we have psuliyatos. So we have two people saying she was nitmeit, one saying she wasn't nitmeit. Since lamaisa we have a hakrasha, we should say that we should leave it the way it was and let her go ahead. V'tishte, kamash malan, that in that case, we also will say we would go, we will be neman. Bein lekula, bein lechumra, and in such a case she will indeed not drink. Now, it's a little bit weird that we should be saying, and this is the Rashash asks on Rashi, why is that a kula? That she shouldn't drink. In other words, if she doesn't drink, she's vada going to be asura labala. And what we ought, should have said is that her drinking is a kula, because at least over there, she's muteret labala. Indeed, kula v'churma in terms of the drinking and the possible results of the Ishtias Amayim Ma'orim, and that she is considered to be a woman who is a sota and needs to drink, is obviously the nature of Kula V'Churma that Rashi is referring to. That was a pretty brief perek. Hadron Alach Mishakinei Mishakinei Lishtov Nistrafi L'Shamay Miyofa Pareach Yotzi V'Tin K'tuvadi V'Ribilaz Rabbi Yeshua Archie Savidnu Bamuzarot Belavana, Omar Eda Khadaniri Itiashit Midlo, Itashotav, Lo Ode, La Filu Ever, Filu Shifcha, Arelune Amanim, Avlo Posla, Miktuvata, Hamuta, Bat Hamuta, Vetsarata, Vimta, Vat Bala, Arelune Amanot, that she can't be shota, Velo Posla, Miktuvata, La Shotishta. Shahayabedin, Umai may do it with Shonash, Eno Sartais Rolam, nonetheless, Enamit Kayemet, Papahot Mishnaim. עדות האחרונה שעשתה איסור עולם אין עוד דין שלא תתקיים בפחות משניים, תמוד לומר ועד אין בה כל שיש בה. קל וחומר לעדות הראשונה, מיד let's turn this around and say מה אם עדות האחרונה שעשתה איסור עולם אין מתקיימת בעד אחד. עדות הראשונה שאין עשתה איסור עולם אין עוד דין שתתקיים בעד אחד, so why isn't רב יהושע except עד אחד for סתירה? תלמוד לא מראה, כי בצד הרבת עבר לנו לא אמרה פי שניים בדינים יקום דבר, מה להלן בדיני מאמנות, in other words, it's על פי שניים, אף כאן על פי שניים. עד אומר נתמד ועד אומר לא נתמד, אישה אומרת נתמד ואישה אומרת לא נתמד, הייתה שותה. אחד אומר נתמד ושניים אומרים לא נתמד, הייתה שותה. שניים אומרים נתמד ואחד אומר לא נתמד, לא הייתה שותה. I don't get it. היי תלמוד לא מראה, כי מצא ברבת דבר. That's not where we know it from. What it should have said is, Talmud Lomar, Ba Velo Bekinoi, Ba Velo Bestira, Mibayla. Hokinami Kamar, Talmud Lomar, Ba Velo Bekinoi, Ba Velo Bestira. But Tuma Bialma, now we're asking a new issue. How do we know Tuma Bialma, Belo Kino, Belo Stira, Deloma Emanate Echon Minolan? On that we say, Nemar Kandavar, Venemal Alan Davar, Malan Bishneidim, Afkan Bishneidim. Eid omer nitmeit, the time of the kamakrishle, halo kamakrishle, eid echad mehemar, minayne mile. The tonu rabbonu ve'eid ein ba b'shnayim, ha'katuv medaber. Ata omer b'shnayim, o'ine ala b'achad. Talmud lomar lo yakum eid echad ve'ish. Mimash v'shenemar lo yakum eid. Eni yodeh shu echad. Matam lomar echad. Ze b'nei av kol makom shenemar eid. Arei kan shnayim ad shifrot lecha katuv echad. V'yomar achmona tshrei letba el echad. V'hi lo nitfas asura. V'kima de midiorait eid echad me'eman idach echi motzi makash. Lo amru lo kol makom shemina torah eid echad. Arei kan shnayim ein dvor shalecha makom shnayim. Elo amar ula tni lo hayta shota. V'chein amar Reb Yitzchak lo hayta shota. Reb Yitzchak goma, Reb Chiya goma, hayta shota. Wow, so Reb Chiya kasha adu ula, lo kasha. Kam bevat achat, kam bezeh achazeh, tnan. Eir achal omer nitmeit v'shnayim urmim lo nitmeit hayta shota. Mashmo ha chad v'chad lo hayta shota. What other purpose is there except to tell us that mashmo'ut? To yuv to the Reb Chiya. That that's the reason. Ema sefer shnayim omrim nitmeid ve'echad omer lo nitmeid lo hayta shota. So you'll tell me that the diach will be not exact opposite. Achad v'chad kein hayta shota. Therefore, this last piece of the Mishnah is coming to tell me something else entirely. Kula b'psulei edut. Reb Nechemiah, the tiny Reb Nechemiah omer kol makom shemina torah edechad halecha charov deot. And now our interpretation, Reb Nechemiah, is that asu shtei nashim b'ish echad. Kishnei anashim b'ishachad, and it's all the same. Rov deot. Whereas ikeni armekolecha da'ata edachad kasher mi'ikara afimu mei anashim namik edachad damin. V'yachah b'mayas kinan kegon da'ata isha mi'ikara. And the way to understand Rabbi Nechemiah is not that an isha against an ish is equivalent, but rather, tirtzal Rabbi Nechemiah hachi, Rabbi Nechemiah omer kol makom shemina torah edachad, alecha achar rov deot, v'yasu shtei nashim b'ishachad. Kishnei anashim b'ishachad, avashtei nashim b'ishachad, indeed would be kikaga b'pagad. I mean, in this case, we believe the edachar kishnei. So why do we need two cases? Tarti b'psula edut lomali. Ma, the temek yazin about the rav deot l'chumra. Avalakula lo aslinan, kamashmat lan.